going a long way. Well, journey, a big journey, yeah.
Okay. Or maybe a long way.
Long way, yeah, probably. Okay.
If something is really hard to find, like, for instance, I'm sure there's been times in Leadville's history when it was difficult to find certain things, mm-hmm. or during the war it was hard to find lots of things. What would be a good word for that? What is that thing? For instance, in a lot of Colorado, water is. It's the opposite of maybe plentiful or...
scarce.
All right. Do you have a railroad station in town?
Not now.
Okay, but you
used to. Oh, yes, we do. We have Colorado... it's the old Colorado Southern building.
Okay.
But the people that bought it named it Leadville, Colorado or something. Leadville. Mm-hmm. Well, they have a different name for it. It's right up 6th Street.
Does the train actually stop there?
Mm-hmm. Well, they have... during the summer, they have short trips.
Okay.
She has a, it's a diesel engine, I think,
mm-hmm.
and she runs it.
Mm-hmm.
They take them up towards Climax about, I think maybe 6 or 7 miles or something, kind of winds. And the old, see, there used to be a lot of good railroad connection between Climax and Leadville.
Oh, really?
But they closed that off. Oh, probably in the 40s or 50s. And it was just nothing there for a while. These people bought it, and they have a short train trip. It's a summer deal.
Mm-hmm.
So actually, we have the old building there. Is the real old depot that was there.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was the Colorado Southern, but I'm not sure.
So now it's just like a scenic route.
Yeah, it's a scenic route.
But back then it was used to haul people and material and stuff.
Yeah, mm-hmm. clear up to the Climax. Of course, they hauled them on down. See, at one time, Leadville had 5 different railroads coming into it. Wait, this was back in the 80s.
Wow.
And at the time we had the Ice Palace, that was just a public stunt.
Oh, the 1880s.
1880s.
Okay.
And they had one of those Chinook winds in.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah, yeah, I've heard about
that. It only lasted about, I think they said, less than 30 days, something like that.
You have to take that Ice Palace down, or at least...
it melted down.
Mm.
Yeah.
Wow. I've heard of those things in other places. F. Scott Fitzgerald wrote about one of those up in Minnesota. It's a really good story about a Southern girl that goes up and she gets lost in it and she freaks out and
uh-oh.
Says, I'm leaving, I'm never coming back to this place. Yeah, some boy she was interested in was up there and she said, nope, that's it.
You know, if you're interested, if you have much time in Leadville, are you going to have much time in Leadville?
I might stay another day, yeah.
Well, you know, up at the college,
mm-hmm.
I have... now, this is just something I myself wrote up for me, but I don't have another copy of it, or I'd let you take it.
Okay, that's fine.
But and I don't have another copy of this, but if you get this...
maybe I can find it somewhere.
Let me see where it is. I guess I got this at the Lake County Public Library, but they have the record at the...
oh, yeah, neat.
That's interesting. That really is the early railroads.
Uh-huh.
And I see where I have my Lake County Public Library card onto it.
Is that the library that's in town then?
Mm-hmm. That's the one that's just over the hill.
Is this out of a book or is this a book?
Well...
it could be a small manuscript, huh?
Yeah, somebody wrote it as a... It's really down at the... you can get it through the college.
Okay.
Railroads of Leadville. Railroads to Leadville.
Okay.
And he wrote it just as a... I think he was... I don't know exactly what it was.
He'd been working on this.
Anyhow, it tells a lot there about the railroads.
Okay.
And this one is just me. I'm just...
right. Good. So I should look for that.
I think you can get this. You know, they'll run you... I think if you call the public library and tell them you'd like a copy of this,